All right, Robert. Yes. I know, it seems like we just did one of these, right?
Similar, yes.
But a whole week has gone by. It's time to do another one.
Really? It only feels like a couple hours.
Nope. A whole week. The place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz.
Okay.
And the knowledge that he has collected. And also me, Captain Josh Olive, who sits here and types the things. So. You doing all right?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay.
Need a nap.
A nap?
Sounds good in theory.
Well, you can have a nap later tonight. When you're sleeping.
Okay.
In the meantime, this report begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Speaking of naps.
Right.
Skip.
This report begins with the Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 bridges.
No, it doesn't.
This report begins with the U.S. 41 bridges Live Oak Point Park.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
It's a slow start like a turtle. Unless it's a soft-shelled turtle.
Right?
Oh, let's see. We got some snapper, mostly all small. A couple of bigger black drum were caught down there. A few short redfish, like barely legal, and some small snook. And people are seeing some juvenile tarpon, but nobody hooking any. But the river is cranking. Most people are going there because it's close and convenient, but not good.
Right. Now, are we going to see some bigger mangrove snapper moving back up in here now that we're seeing some of those fish come off the spawn?
A little bit, but not a lot.
Right.
Most of the time, the big adults stay out there.
The big adults.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, a big inshore snapper. That
like 12
11
incher.
Yeah.
Some of those will move back in.
Okay.
But they also grow fairly quickly at that size, so that 10 to 11 inches is pretty quick, so.
Yeah. Okay. You're not giving us the hope that we were looking for, but that's fine. We're moving on.
5 pounders moving in here in a week.
Right after
that full moon.
The Lashley seawall.
Nothing. No report over there.
Okay, the Bayshore Pier.
And not a good report.
Okay.
Catfish and gar.
Oh. Oh, my.
The guy went over there to try to fish for shark and cobia, and he caught, he caught one gar. Had two on, and then a bunch of catfish.
Okay. Were they at least big gar?
Yeah, he said they're about 36 inches.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. Alligator gar, of course, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The only kind of gar that exists.
Seems to be.
They're long-nosed gar people. No alligator gar in the Peace River. Sorry.
Nope. You got to go to the northern part of Florida for them.
Way up in the panhandle. Port Charlotte Beach Pier. Hey, what did we say about the nap?
I'm just preparing for tonight.
Okay.
It's a slow start.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
I've gotten no reports there.
Oh, jeez. The salt and brackish Port Charlotte canals. Do you have any reports there?
Small snook. Not very many, but some small snook. Been a lot of juvenile tarpon rolling around in there, and one guy's been doing fairly well on shiners. He's in freshwater shiners on them.
But it's saltwater canals.
Yeah, this time of year, it's pretty much fresh. Lots of Mayan cichlids. And then there has been an occasional black drum coming through. But nothing gangbusters at all.
So, with the water being so fresh in here, it's probably not a great place to try to fish live shrimp right now?
Not really. They aren't staying alive very long.
Freshwater shiners lasting a little longer.
A little bit. Had several people kill all of their shrimp by hanging their bucket off their dock.
Did they learn?
Once they said, hey, all my shrimp died.
Yeah.
Told them, yeah, it's learned summertime. It's fresh water, and your bucket sits right on the surface and bakes in the sun. So those two combinations, not so good for keeping bait alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The El Jabin Pier, of course, closed due to fire damage. Brings us to the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
No reports at all.
No reports. The South Gulf Cove canals have no reports. The West Wall, then.
They slowed down compared to last week. There's still redfish over underneath the bushes. They're catching them on pinfish and shrimp, both live and frozen. Couple of snook. Mostly all small. And then they've also been getting some ladyfish, and then there's juvenile tarpon rolling on the inside of the flats first thing in the morning and in the late afternoon.
Okay. Would you fish shiners here for them as well?
I absolutely would. Especially since there's a good amount of fresh water on that side than there is on the east side.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely.
All right.
Plus, I only need it to stay alive long enough just to attract the attention of one to hopefully eat it.
We're not looking for a half hour.
Uh-uh.
We're looking for 3 minutes. The Cape Hayes Bar.
Ladyfish. Been some jacks. And a couple of Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel been more out in the deep water, but a couple guys did get a couple over the week over there.
Well, hey, that's the best report we've had. Actually, that's the only report we've had since August the 3rd. Yeah. Wow.
It's been a minute.
Yes, it has. Turtle and bulbays.
Lots of redfish. I mean, the fish.
What you said last week.
Well, they're under the bushes. There's a couple of very small, loose schools. A guy did say he saw a group of fish that he has no idea how many, but if he had to guess, it was over 50. Managed to hook one fish that was at 30 inches, and then they just kept cruising towards the mouth, and he never saw them again.
Okay.
And then there's a bunch of peanut snook in there, too.
Also under the shrubbery?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Mullet?
Well, a lot of guys are seeing mullet out in that area, but that's not.
And if you see a school of mullet?
Cast into them for the redfish. That's what I would do anyway.
That's what the smart money does.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Well, let's see, from Kaupalau all the way up to Catfish, there is redfish under the bushes, but there's also been a school cruising in and out of there, hit or miss. A few Spanish mackerel out there in that 4 to 8 feet of water. And some very teeny, eensy, weensy trout.
Trout, huh?
Mm-hmm. They're mixed in with some of those ladyfish that are out there feeding on some of that fry as it moves in and out. It's like trying to catch ladyfish the other day. I hooked probably 10 ladyfish, and I landed one. And then I also landed 3 little tiny trout in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Carl had 10 ladyfish in the live well before I had one.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't get them to stay stuck. I threw 4 fish off mid-flight coming into the boat. Through the hook. Like, oh, great. Doing good.
And what was Carl's trick to keep him on?
No idea. I was watching him trying to see what he was doing, and he seemed to be doing the same thing he was.
Hmm. He's probably been out there feeding them magnets.
Probably.
Using a big old steel hook. Placida, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Oh, let's see. The night fishing, they've been getting some snook and a couple of oversized redfish, along with a couple of lemon sharks. The daytime bite has been extremely slow. There's been a few Spanish coming through, the occasional redfish and bonnethead shark, but not setting the world on fire.
Okay. Anything not from the pier over there?
No, not really.
Okay. Just asking. Settle down.
Well, like even Eldred's, they're ordering about half the shrimp that they normally do, so their reports have been scattered.
You don't have to yell at me.
I know.
It's okay.
I'm so aggressive.
Lemon Bay, Stump Pass.
Lemon Bay and Stump Pass. There's been a couple of schools of redfish up there that guys have been catching and seeing sporadically. There's been some redfish underneath the docks, along with some, mostly small, but some decent snook in the upper 20s. And then the jacks have been kind of coming through sporadic up there, and they're smaller jacks. They're all like 3 to 5 pounds.
Are you sure they're 3 to 5 pounds?
That's what the pictures look like, because they look to be about that big.
Okay. All right.
At least the two pictures that I saw, they were probably in that 20 to 24 inch range. 2 to 4 pounds.
Well, I just wanted to ask, if you were basing that on somebody telling you 3 to 5 pounds, in which case it's 1 to 3 pounds.
Yeah.
Versus you actually saw the pictures of the fish and you're gauging it on that. That makes, okay, I'll trust that a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, the one guy I saw his pictures.
All right.
Because it was his first one, and he was confusing it with a yellow jack and a jack crevel, and then also got confused because he saw pictures of pompano and knew it wasn't a pompano, but wasn't 100% sure.
Right. Well, and some of those fish can be confusing the first time you deal with them, especially. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he was excited because I think he caught like 4 or 5 of them. So.
At least he didn't think they were amberjacks.
No.
So
that much he knew.
The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
I've gotten nothing this week on that.
No reports.
No reports.
Bottom fishing and trolling in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, let's see. 20 to 25 mangrove snapper, yellowtail snapper, and lane snapper. And then moving out to 130 to 160 feet of water. Red snapper, few mangrove snapper, vermilion snapper, and some big yellowtails. And then I also had a couple reports of people seeing the small peanut dolphin.
Okay.
And I saw a picture of one nice dolphin, like high 20s, 30-ish range. A big king mackerel that was probably 36 inches. What else did he catch? Caught his limit of red snapper. They caught a bunch of red grouper that all had to be released, and I think they had one or two gag grouper on the boat.
Keepers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which gags close tomorrow, right?
This is it. This is the weekend.
Yeah.
It's done.
So tomorrow night at midnight, it's over?
Yep.
Gotcha. This chair keeps dropping a half an inch.
I'm looking at it. It wants to take a nap, too.
I guess. It's like got the hiccups. Shrink.
Bonita mackerel?
There's been schools of bonita out there. They've been mostly a little bit towards the north.
Watching out of the corner of my eye. Blunk, blunk.
Yeah. I know it's coming, but it still startles me each time. It's like, what the?
And the Spanish?
The Spanish are anywhere from the pass just to about 10 miles out.
Maybe you should just lower it all the way and be done with it instead of continuing to drop it.
Probably just about is at this point.
The Venice jetties and pier.
Well, let's see. The jetties, snook at night. a couple of adult and juvenile tarpon.
During at night or during the day?
Both. And then some small mangrove snapper. And the Spanish mackerel have been kind of coming and going. Same with the pompano. It's definitely slowed down on the pompano bite up there, but they've still been coming and going through there. And I haven't heard anything off of Sharky's.
Okay.
I would imagine there's some stuff going on. I just haven't heard a darn thing. It's weird how that place comes and goes and spurts with reports.
It surely is. Okay. Punta Rasa.
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Straight in from Redfish Pass. They got into a few small redfish, like 18 to 24 inches. There was a school down there that abruptly disappeared.
Okay.
That nobody seemed to have found last weekend for the tournament. Quite a few small snook. And a couple of lemon sharks.
Okay. Captiva Pass.
A few Spanish mackerel, some snook, and a few redfish. And I take that back. Another guy caught a couple biting there, too. And somebody said they caught a bonefish out there, but they never came in to show me the picture of it. And another guy called last weekend. I think I was standing next to Peg Leg. And the guy was telling him about how he hooked or landed two small bonefish at by Stump Pass.
Okay. I could believe it.
Mm-hmm. This time of year, definitely.
All right, Boca Grand Pass.
Spanish mackerel. Some schools of ladyfish. A couple of sharks. And that's about, I think that's all I've heard of about out there that I can remember.
Okay. That brings us to the surf fishing, Gulf Beaches.
Oh, that's been good. A lot of little snook out there. Some oversized redfish. Smaller jacks. And the whiting.
Alright. Snook, reds, jacks, whiting.
I've heard of a couple Spanish mackerel. I've heard of a couple pompano, but it's still been, that's been minimal.
Okay.
There's been a lot of little fry bait out there, too.
Do you know what they are?
No. They don't.
Okay. We'll just call them baitfish fry. Not to be confused with fried baitfish. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Nothing.
Pine Island Sound.
Redfish. A lot of redfish under the bushes down there. Been a handful of trout. Out in that 6 to 8 feet of water, some of those deeper troughs and holes.
Okay.
Along with a few ladyfish. And an assortment of small sharks up to about 6 foot on the bull sharks and lemons. And I guess the water's a little bit clearer down there. It's still got a good tannin color to it, but it's got some fairly good visibility.
Typical.
Yeah.
All right. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Nothing.
Burnstorm, two pines.
Let's see, a big school of redfish.
Where at? Right out in front of the marina?
No, they've actually been about, roughly about a mile and a half down from the marina, where that one oyster patch is at.
Okay.
You just got to be the first one there or the last one there in the evening. But there's a good nut of fish there. There's a couple hundred fish, it seems like, from what I've been told from several people. And there's got to be probably close to that, because when we were out there on Tuesday, we saw the one guy sitting there for, we were there for almost an hour, and then we left for about an hour and came back, and he was still there.
Okay. Any other redfish around?
Just miscellaneous ones under the bushes, but the majority of them are in that school.
Okay.
I haven't heard of anybody wading out there this year.
Probably afraid to.
Have you heard anything on the page or anything like that?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither.
The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Juvenile tarpon being seen all over the place. But other than that, the reports are pretty much zero.
And again, we're going back to the shiners?
I would.
Or is it too salty over here?
No, I still would. Especially for the juvenile tarpon, yeah.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink?
Got nothing.
Ponce de Leon Park?
There's been snook there, mostly small snook. And they've been chewing for a half hour to an hour, and then it's over again. Got to be there at that particular moment when they're hitting. A couple of black drum have come through. One was hooked and landed, but several people said they've been seeing black drum.
Okay.
That's it.
Snapper, cichlids, jacks?
Nothing.
The PGI canals and general Punta Gorda area.
Let's see, we got juvenile tarpon all over the place. A lot of little snook. Black drum. Even a couple of redfish have been mixing with some of those black drum out there.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay, the Gilchrist Pier.
Got
Alligator
nothing.
Creek Reef.
Nothing.
20-foot holes.
Tarpon scattered throughout the whole area.
Not just in the holes?
No, they've been on the outside edge of the holes, down towards Cape Hayes, and 8 to 10 feet of water. Then they've been scattered throughout the whole center of the harbor in that 15 to 18 feet of water. But when we were out there on Tuesday, they were scattered.
Yeah.
No real tight groups at all.
Which could totally change.
From day to day or hour to hour.
Yep.
That's why we drove around the harbor twice total that day. Literally.
Nothing like putting in the miles.
Started at my house, went all the way down to Two Pines, going through the holes. We found some in Pirate Harbor, a good nut of fish, had them for about a half hour, and then lost them. Hit Two Pines, went over to Cape Hayes, went all the way up into the mouth of the Mayaca, about, I don't know, half a mile, maybe a mile past Marker 7, going upriver.
Mm-hmm.
Back over to Whore Point, back down to Two Pines, nothing. Just scattered.
Well, it goes that way, though.
It does.
Let's talk about the bait fish reports.
Okay, what bait fish?
You say that every week, and then every week you tell me to go to Devilfish and Jug Creek.
That's pretty much where they're at right now. I mean, if we bring them in any closer than that, they'd die. D-E-D, dead. But the pinfish are starting to move in out there, too, so they're definitely a lot more hardy for the freshwater tolerances. But they're still going to die if you're not careful with them, because it's hot. It's not just the freshwater, it's just hot.
The freshwater reports. Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes.
It's been a little quieter this week, but they are still getting some bluegill at some of the spillways. And then, of course, the bass have been scattered all over the place. But most of the bass fishermen, they were buying the lizards and frogs and stuff like that. Still selling a couple of those, but it's mostly been shiners again. Hmm. It's kind of taking a little circle back and get lost and start over.
Okay. Shiners. The tarpon reports.
Okay.
Do we have a tarpon reports?
It's so scattered.
All right.
So I mean, there's nothing that's going to have a...
Here's my tarpon map.
You're going to see fish.
Here's my tarpon map, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to place some red dots at the best bed of a hookup. Where can I put a red dot?
All through the holes and over towards Cape Hayes in about 10 feet of water.
Are you sure I can put a red dot in there and not yellow dots?
No, I would probably personally put a yellow dot over
a
red dot.
Say. So we don't really have any red dots, do we?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not this week.
So. All right. So I can put my yellow dots. Where do you want me to start? How far up the Myakka? 14-foot hole?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just bring it right on down?
Yep.
On the west side? All the way down to Cape Hayes?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll just blop a couple in here where the 20-foot holes would be.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Anyplace else I can put a yellow dot?
Nope.
Nowhere up the Peace River here?
No.
Nowhere out on Boca Grande?
No.
Nowhere out off the beaches?
Haven't heard of any on the beaches at all.
Okie dokie. So that's it for my yellow dots. Let's do some white dots.
That's pretty much it. There's nothing else to put on there.
Okay.
I mean, it's super questionable. I mean, Daryl went 1 for 5 yesterday, but worked hard at it all day.
All right. So not heading down into Matt Lachey, not going up the Peace River at all, not over here at the Alligator Creek Reef. No place to put a white dot, huh?
Nope.
Okay, what a weird tarpon map.
Well... It is. It's been a weird week for him.
Well,
it's been a super weird week for him. I don't understand it.
You know, but on the other hand, I do like it when you're confused by it, because then it makes other people feel better about being confused by it. I mean, when you take somebody who really likes tarpon fishing, that would be you, Robert, and somebody who tries their best to figure out patterns and who's been doing that for how many years now, Robert? How many years? 25 years, a quarter of a century of trying
time.
To figure out what these fish are going to do, and you get to this point and you look at it and you say, huh, I don't know, then, you know, it's got to make everybody else feel a little bit better about it.
Well, that's true. It's still a pain.
Well, of course it is. That's because you're going out there trying to catch tarpon when you've been spending the whole report telling me about how many redfish there are all over the place.
Right? You like
so,
that?
So it's just you're making life unnecessarily difficult by saying, yeah, there's a ton of these things that we complained about for years how we couldn't find any of, but I don't want those. I'm a spoiled little wiener, and I'm going to go catch tarpon instead.
Yes.
So.
Everyone's got to have a hobby.
You brought it on yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You spoiled little wiener.
I know. I did.
What
can you do?
Reaches the end of this report. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
No,
national politics or religion or anything?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Because I'll get fired from this one, too.
All right. Well, if that's all you have to say, then maybe you should just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.